Well, here's a different twist on Valentine's Day. There's a McDonald's in Tampa, Florida, that's going to host a romantic dinner tomorrow night. You have to make reservations. There'll be candles and flowers on the table, and there'll be waiters. It's the same McDonald's menu, but they're going all out with candles, flowers, and waiters.
Okay. Going along with Valentine's Day, there's a new survey that has come up with the average statistics of a happily married couple. So maybe you can use these to tweak your behavior and moneyball your marriage. So the average happily married couple says I love you 10 times a week, kisses 10 times a week, has sex 3 times a week.
Whoa, wait. Didn't you say married couple, Rachel?
I don't think we need to get into your personal problems.
I think that's what you said there.
Has 10 deep and meaningful conversations a month, three date nights a month, drinks together twice a month, 3 arguments a month.
Oh, now you're talking about married couples. I get it.
Spend 2 nights out apart with their own friends per month and goes on 2 bigger vacations and 2 mini vacations together per year.
Not everyone is cut out to be in charge if they think you have what it takes to be the boss. Well, here's the characteristics of great bosses. They make their employees a top priority. They're empathetic but still hold people accountable, and they can accept feedback without doubting themselves. Those are some signs of what makes a great boss.
Saturday, there was a 48-year-old woman. Her name is Sharon Hart, and she was at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago for her 3rd straight day of chemotherapy. She has leukemia, obviously not feeling well, but after visiting, her 14-year-old son, William, called her on his cell phone and told her to look out the window. And on the top level of the parking garage, he'd carved out a message in the snow that said, "Hi, Mom," and the O was a smiley face. Did cheer her up a little bit, but then later, William decided to leave a message for other patients. So along with his dad and uncle, he started adding the words, "God bless you all." He ran out of room and could only fit in "God bless you." But it didn't matter because it ended up inspiring a bunch of patients, doctors, and nurses. And one of the nurses snapped a photo of it. It's now all over Facebook. So it's inspired thousands of other people online.
So other than all the competition, what else is going on at the Olympics? According to 23-year-old Jamie Anderson, who's competing in snowboarding for the U.S., Tinder, the app Tinder, is at, quote, the next level at the Olympics. If you don't know what it is, it's basically a get-to-know-a-person hookup app. The app shows you photos of other users in your area, and if you're attracted to someone, you swipe right. If not, you swipe left. If that person also swiped right, you're on your picture. The app then connects you to be able to chat. Jamie says it's all the athletes. It's hilarious. Shea said she actually had to delete the app to focus. She did. She won gold on Sunday. Maybe she'll be reinstalling Tinder now on her phone. Oh, and the other thing athletes are doing? Free unlimited McDonald's.
Well, yeah, because McDonald's sponsors the Olympics.
And it's all free and it's unlimited if you're an athlete. So that's what they're doing. They're on Tinder and they're eating McDonald's. Stack of Leftovers this morning has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.